Welcome to the Interior Design Podcast. I'm Hayley Roy, a commercial interior designer with a passion for creating beautiful functional spaces. Over the years, I've worked on a variety of projects and I've accumulated a wealth of knowledge, which I'm excited to share with you. I started this podcast because I believe in the power of interior design. So much of what we need to know as designers, you won't learn in a classroom. Whether you're an aspiring designer, tackling your home project, or a seasoned pro, this podcast is for you. Season 2 is here, and I couldn't be more thrilled to kick things off with some fresh energy and exciting changes. This season, I'm joined by not one, but two incredible co-hosts, Hannah Denny and Scarlett Mallett. Together, we're diving deeper into the world of design to bring you more perspectives, lively debates, and all the tips and tricks you need to thrive. We're here to offer practical advice, discuss the latest trends, and give you unfiltered, real-world insights. Expect honest conversations, a bit of humour, and maybe even the occasional strong opinion and language. Remember, if it's not fun, we're not doing it. And if you're a sound editor looking for a fun collaboration, let us know. We'd love to have you on board. Thanks for tuning in to Season 2 of the Interior Design Podcast. So today we're going to do an About Us episode so that you can get to know us and why we love talking to you about interior design so much on our podcast. So who is going to go first?
I mean, everyone's looking at me, so I might as well go.
Scarlett, tell us a little bit about you.
So I am 19 years old and I have been working for Harp Design for roughly about 3 years. I started as an apprentice in, it was business management, wasn't it, Hayley? I think it was business management.
There was two, wasn't there?
It's customer service or business.
But they do an interior design apprenticeship now. Which is amazing. Much better.
And I really wanted to learn about interior design, but obviously, like we just said, there wasn't an apprenticeship in interior design, but there is now, which is very exciting. So I started out doing that when I was at Harp Design, and then we just got really busy, so I just carried
just
on.
Learned on the job,
yeah, which I think was such a big thing for me, and it really educated me. Before I was an interior designer, after I left school, I went to Animal College, and I studied to be a veterinary nurse because I love animals. I love Harvey here.
Second mum,
aren't you? Yeah, second mum. But it just wasn't for me. I felt like I wanted to be more creative. So I have ADHD, and I got diagnosed in secondary school. So when I started taking my medication and kind of learning a bit more about myself, I realized that I really enjoyed art, as it was, like I said, it was that time to really calm down and focus. So when I left college, I was trying to think of all the things that I could do. It sounds a bit silly, but I didn't know that interior design was a thing. So I was thinking, oh, what could I do with art? I started looking into it a little bit, and then Hayley put up an apprentice ad, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
But I met Hayley a little bit before that, just briefly, when I met her at the gym for the first time, and it was a Halloween night, and she was dressed up as a witch. I originally thought she was Nanny McPhee, but she'll tell you something different.
I was the sexy Sanderson witch. I'm still gutted that you thought I was Nanny McPhee.
I was like, I was sitting on the table and I was like, this lady's just started speaking to me, and I was like, who's this? And then my mum comes over and is like, oh, this is Hayley. And I was like, oh, hello. How are you?
I was the only one dressed up, wasn't I? The only adult dressed up.
I think my mum like put like a tiny bit of blood on, but she turns up in like a full witch outfit and everything. It was amazing.
You'll have to post that picture in the
oh my goodness, that was so funny.
It's in my social somewhere. So Scarlett, you live right near the studio, don't you?
So I originally lived about 5 minutes away, but I recently moved out, so now I live about 15 minutes away. But it's kind of like the perfect area to be, because you don't want to live too far away from work. So I used to say that I really wanted to live in London and New York and everything when I was younger, but now that I've like grown up, it's kind of like I really appreciate the countryside. Yeah, so when Yeah, so when choosing a place to live when I moved out, I was really like, no, I want to stay in the countryside. So instead of going into the town centre, I kind of moved out further, which I really enjoy, because you have that balance. And if I need to go to London for a job or anything, that's kind of my little way to like be there.
Try it out.
And then I'm like when I've had too much of it, yeah. When I've had too much of London, I'm like, oh, okay, I can go home now and it's all quiet and peaceful. There's no one bumping into you and everything.
I think because we've got the office in London as well, it's a really lovely balance. I really like it because my ex lived in London and I used to go up there every weekend, and I always lived in Colchester. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to just to go up and, you know, be in London a couple of days a week maybe. And then come back to Colchester, and so it's a nice balance.
Yeah, definitely.
So you recently went traveling as well, didn't you?
I did recently go traveling. I was I think it's everyone's dream really to go traveling, but I'd always wanted to travel around America, but I was very nervous about that because I didn't want to risk losing my job, because traveling is such an important thing. But obviously I'm also very lucky and I've worked really hard to get where I am today. But I did bring it up to Hayley, I mean, at the start of last year, and I was kind of like, would you let me go and then have me back? And then she was like, yep, yeah, as long as you come back.
I kept messaging you, didn't I? Are you sure you're coming back? Because you just go quiet for months.
I know, where's the time difference? So like I wouldn't message her, and she'd message like my mum, and everyone was like, Scarlett alive? And I'm like, yes, I'm alive. I just don't have my phone on me right now. But yeah, no, I went traveling around America. It was amazing. There's definitely some places that I would go again, some places that I wouldn't. But I mean, if you go to certain places, it is absolutely beautiful.
Did any places that you visited kind of inspire anything for your design work?
Yeah, I mean, two of my favorite places, which is I feel like quite linked to design, it was New Orleans and Colorado. Most people say New Orleans, but I got told off in the taxi when I was on the way to my hotel in New Orleans, and they were like, no, it's New Orleans, like not New Orleans. So I was like, okay, let's not say that then.
Ever again.
Excuse my British accent.
Yeah. So New Orleans and Colorado were absolutely beautiful. They were my favorite places. So in New Orleans, there is this very popular street called the French Quarter, and the buildings and the structure, they're just so beautiful. And it's got balconies that look over the French Quarter on either side, and it's got loads of planting going down, and it was just beautiful because I'm really into my plants, like I love plants. So seeing all of that, to get kind of an overview of different cultures and to be able to try and work that into my design when I got back, I was very excited about that.
You were quite upset with us though, because we didn't look after your plants, did we?
Oh, I was really upset.
Even though Hayley said she watered them.
No. I sent Hayley a calendar invite about like every 2 weeks, please water my plant. And I put it on my whiteboard. I get back and it's like half brown dying. I'm like, oh my God, no, my plant. So I've had to like top it up. But it's fine. It's growing back now. It's fine.
I'm surprised I kept a child alive, actually. Because I've never been able to keep a plant alive.
And then Colorado was amazing. Another thing about me is that I love exercise. And so I got to hike when I was there. And that was amazing. And just seeing all the different kind of, I mean, it's the same with New Orleans. It's the structures, like seeing all the mountains and like hiking up and just seeing the difference between that place and where I live is just, it's just so amazing. So if I was to pick anywhere to live, if it was in America, it would definitely be Colorado, but it was just beautiful.
I need to travel.
But yeah, you can always travel.
I need to travel.
Yeah, travel. I'll look after your children. How about we travel down to the spa?
Yeah.
We're going to Spain this year.
Yes, that's
with Paul
true.
Silenosa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are, aren't we? So we went to Spain recently with Cosentino.
went to the quarry, didn't we, where they cut the quartz.
Me and Hannah were acting like we were in the Titanic off the cliff, bearing in mind, very safe, don't worry. Yeah. She was holding me and my arms were out and we were just singing and Hayley was just taking a video from above, like, what are they doing?
We saw all the secrets, didn't we?
Yeah.
I posted
a
video online and it said shh on the video, as if like we'd given away all the secrets, and I was actually recording inside the thing.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't record inside.
No, you didn't.
No.
Yeah, they said no phones and you were like, what?
Oh, it was gutting.
What about my content?
But also Christmas as well. We had the most amazing Christmas party.
Oh, that was brilliant.
In this Art Deco amazing place that we were just like, we've got to go there.
It was so unknown as well.
Recommend.
Oh, it was so cool. It was like you were in like a different world.
Oh my God. And it was like you're going to America as well. Everyone had American accents on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, that is what I expected like New Orleans to be like. I remember we got there and I was like, oh my God, it's like jazz. This is what I was like seeing as I was walking through the French Quarter. So it was amazing.
I'm still really devastated about Christmas because we weren't allowed to take any photos, were we?
No.
They wouldn't even let us take a picture of us. No. They made us go outside.
No. Yeah, outside the black door.
Yeah, I was so gutted.
It is a bit of a shame, but I do understand the reasoning.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kept a surprise for other people.
Mm. It's Bell Livingstone, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
So if anyone wants to go and have a secret.
Street.
Oh, it's amazing.
So, Hannah, why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
Okay. Yeah, you tell us your deepest and darkest secrets now.
I'm 38. I was going to say I'm 19 as well, but I don't think I could pass for that. I'm 38. I've got two children, a 16-year-old and a 5-year-old. I have worked in hospitality for quite some time. I used to work for Black Jacket Events as a wedding and events planner. So I know kind of what works and what doesn't in regards to kind of layout of kind of venues and marquees and, you know, pubs and everything like that. And then I worked with Hayley actually 14 years ago, a furniture manufacturer.
Oh God, it was 14 years ago.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
We had some fun. Yeah, so obviously that was before. And then I have worked with furniture suppliers as well, and then I've been here now for,
it'll be a year in June.
Yeah. So quite a few months. I'm not very good at maths.
But we all used to kind of work together, didn't we?
Yeah, so when I worked at the furniture supplier, I was kind of, you were specifying our products.
We used to see you a lot, didn't
yeah
we?
Yeah, it was nice. So yeah, and then now I'm here, I've got my desk here, and I'm learning all about the new, well, for me, the new programs like AutoCAD and InDesign and things like that. So, and just kind of really working with Hayley at the moment, kind of going to her projects and helping her out, just trying to get used to everything really, aren't I?
Mm.
But
you,
that's me.
Really.
Wait, no, what did you used to do as well?
Oh, I worked as a party host at Tempin Bowling. That's what I think Scarlett is talking about.
And then she used to go, what is it, YMCA?
Yeah, we used to be a party, go and dance on the lanes for like children's birthday parties. But I was 16 then.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was, yeah.
Oh.
I didn't do it as like an adult.
Oh.
I thought you were the manager. Or
oh, yeah, I did. So I started as a party host. And then I worked my way up to like supervisor, sales manager, and then I was assistant manager. So I used to go to...
You must have done the YMCA really well then.
Oh, I'm brilliant at it. You should see my Y. It's great. So I moved up to Yorkshire and I worked at Maidenhead and Kingston upon Thames, and we opened a brand new bowling alley in Croydon, and I trained all the staff with the other managers, teaching them the YMCA, I'll have you know. Absolute pro, you should see me go. So yeah, that's my bowling journey, which Scarlett loves to talk about, but she must have thought I did it about 3 years ago.
No, I genuinely thought you did it like in your 20s.
No, I was 6. I started when I was 16.
I could just imagine you like right now doing it.
Oh, I absolutely would as well.
You would be amazing.
Well, ages ago, before I started working here, I was thinking what I could do is like, you know, be one of those people that dresses up as princesses.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good fact about us. Me and Hannah, if you give us a microphone, God, we're all in it.
I've got a red wig at home that I just put on and dance around the kitchen singing The Little Mermaid.
Oh my God, that's so
what is it? I went over to Hannah's on Boxing Day.
Christmas Day?
Christmas Day, yeah. Just to quickly grab something. And she was like, Scarlett, let me show you what I got. brought out karaoke microphone. I was like, we like started jumping up and down going, yeah. Oh my goodness.
So Hannah is the life and soul of the party. If we ever have a party, Hannah is on the dance floor first.
Yeah. I don't care if no one else is there. I'm bringing the vibe. I don't care.
And Scarlett just runs amok and then disappears.
Runs amok and comes and disappears. Yeah, to be fair. Yeah, I do.
Like, where have you been? In the toilet? Yeah. Oh, that's where your obsession with toilets is.
Oh, Scarlett's I do have an obsession with toilets. I mean, going back to that, if I ever go out, apparently I need an air tag because I just go off.
Or a balloon. Like balloon. So we'll be like, oh, there's the balloon.
Oh, there's the balloon. Oh, it's popped. Oh, no.
Oh, no, we've lost it.
But, I've got an obsession with toilets, going back to that. Me and Hayley both do.
I think yours is worse than mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely. But I do. I have definitely got worse since you've started sending me pictures of toilets. Mm. I've definitely started sending you pictures of toilets because I know how much you love them.
I mean, I never really thought it was an obsession. When I was younger, my mum just got sick and tired of running after me. So she kind of would just say, if she's anywhere, she's in the toilet. And I remember she would actually get phone calls from my primary school going, Scarlett's climbing up the toilet cubicles again. And she would just, but it's not that I'm just, no, I am obsessed with toilets. Sorry, go back to that. I just love toilets. Mm. Like, I love designing them. Like, it's my favourite thing, like going in and taking pictures of them and send them to
Haley. What do you love about them?
I like kind of the way that you can really be adventurous in toilets. Mm. So, I mean, you can be really adventurous in toilets, but my favourite thing is making it kind of like a traditional Victorian old school toilet. So with the pool chain.
One of those at the Christmas party.
I took a picture of that, don't worry.
Like, oh my gosh!
I was very excited about that. I think you can be so creative when a toilet. So I just love it.
I might actually, this is our second take of this. I might actually post the other one because we did talk about toilets a lot.
Oh, we
did.
So
we could just have another video of Scarlett's obsession with toilets. I think we should do that.
Yep. Watch, that's going to be the video that goes viral.
Yeah.
Girl has obsession with toilets.
Yeah. Is arrested.
Because she's climbing up the cubicles again.
Sitting in the system.
We had to do another take because literally the first take was just Scarlett just talking about toilets.
Yeah,
I can go on, sorry.
Me sitting in the
So Hannah, do you like toilets? No.
I like toilets, like they're useful. And some of them are very pretty, but yeah.
Do you have an obsession?
I don't think I could say it.
I know you've got a fear of spoons.
Oh my goodness. I was gonna mention that, but I didn't think anyone would.
Yeah, I'm terrified of big spoons. Look, my hands are going
already. Don't talk about spoons.
And moths as well.
Moths. Moths.
Moths are
the ones that go in your closet when you're really old.
Fly at you and like they peck you. And went to Barcelona once when I was at college, and the moths there were terrifying. They were like birds. Maybe not, but but yeah, spoons. I have got better with spoons, like. I'll touch them now, and so I swap them over with my 5-year-old son.
I knew he was waiting for you to say that.
And I'm like, there you go, you can have the.
What was it when you were in a restaurant? You would just take his spoon and swap it.
Yeah, swap it over. Like, he's not got a fear. He can put it in his mouth.
He could be a big boy and have the big spoon. Oh.
Anyway, but no, I don't think I've got any obsessions.
What's the top of your bucket list? Have you got a bucket list?
No.
Have you got a bucket list? Mm-hmm. What's the top of yours?
It was skydiving, but I did that in 2020. So I raised money for a charity and I did it. And it was amazing. I would love to do that again. But now it is scuba diving. Mm. So I recently went to South Africa to see my family, and I snorkeled with the sharks out there, and I was just so jealous that everyone with a scuba diving license could actually go down into the reefs, and I was just up there paddling along, just looking at the sharks.
So you were jealous of the sharks? No. So jealous just watching them swim around.
But that's something that I would love to do.
I'd really like to do that as well. Or like in a shark cat, you know, like a...
Oh, yeah.
You did that, didn't you?
I got for Christmas a few years ago, I got diving with sharks, but then COVID happened, so I couldn't do it. But it wasn't in a cage. It was out, actually, in the sea. Oh, so, and then I remember, like, a shark came up to me and you have to, like, tap their nose. So, but it was amazing. I got it all on a GoPro, but suddenly didn't record.
Oh, no.
Brilliant.
Sounds like us here. Yeah, no.
We're really good with IT here, we're by so the way.
Please help us.
Please, someone rescue us. Interior designers do IT is not great, but yeah, we're getting there. We've been winging it. We're getting there. Mm. We'll get there.
We haven't learned anything about you, Hayley.
Mm. You haven't.
No.
I have a question.
Tell me.
What is a dream you kind of have for the business or the podcast? Ooh. So what do you want to hopefully or maybe do with it?
I just really love designing interiors, so I would just really love to just keep plugging away at my career and just kind of do more exclusive places. And but yeah, I mean, the podcast, I just want it to do well. I just want people to learn, because one of the reasons that I set up the podcast was because I was looking for something that was going to teach me something in interior design. And there's a lot of people talking about things. They're not really talking about the real educational things that you need to know to do your job. So, and, you know, and I'm constantly in the car or I'm on a train or I'm doing something. And actually, I really wanted to listen to a podcast that was going to teach me something. And I couldn't find exactly what I was looking for. So that's one of the reasons why I set it up. And I just want people to use it, you know, and to be able to benefit out of it all over the world. I mean, we have gone global. Yeah. Australia's getting huge now as well.
What is Honolulu?
Honolulu.
Yeah, someone in Honolulu is listening.
Hello to person in Honolulu.
Hola. No, what is that?
What? I don't know. Hola? That's Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Aloha. Aloha?
Aloha.
Maybe.
Aloha.
That's Hawaii, isn't it?
Yeah
but Aloha. Okay, we're not good at geography here. Sorry.
More languages.
Interior design, yes.
Yeah.
So a question then. If you could have someone living or past on the podcast, who would it be and why?
If I could have someone on the podcast, it would be Richard Branson. I would love
Richard, if you're listening.
I dreamt about him. Richard Branson the other night. I meet Richard Branson in my dreams.
Do you?
And he gives me advice. It's lovely.
Are you on like a hot air balloon together, like just sailing into the
sunset? He's just giving me like general life advice. Oh. It's quite nice. I think he's a really nice man. And I follow him everywhere and online. God. No, I'm not a stalker. But
online.
And I just think he's a really lovely guy. And I'd really love to sort of see his house and what it looks like and like the interior of it and love to do something like that. So Richard, and if you're listening, we would love to do something with you. You're very welcome on the podcast anytime.
And he's got great hair, isn't he?
Great hair. Mm.
Hannah.
Yes.
Is there anything that you enjoy doing in your spare time? Or like a fun fact about you?
A fun fact. Well, I can get both legs over my head. That's quite fun.
I mean, that is quite helpful. I mean. What? Dirty.
I would do it, but I've got a dress on. Anything I do in my spare time? Obviously, I spend a lot of time with the children. We've got a lovely relationship, me and my daughter.
What did she say to you yesterday?
Oh, she said I look like Ronnie from Love Island because I had my hair up and back. And I did. She was like, "Mum, you're giving Ronnie from Love Island vibes." And I was like, "Oh, I've had my hair like this all day."
I thought you looked beautiful yesterday. I loved your hair yesterday.
I got a message. I'm never doing my hair like that again. And I was just like.
I think it was because it was all back and it just receding hairline and all sorts. Not that I've got one, but...
You haven't? I don't know what they were talking about.
What else do I do? I've got a little trampette. I like to bounce at home on my
Oh, yeah.
I said it like that.
Oh, what, your little, like...
Yeah, so I used to go to Bounce in Colchester, and then I brought my own, and then in lockdown did it like YouTube videos and stuff.
Mm. It's good exercise,
yeah,
isn't
it's really
it?
Good yeah, fun. It is. But that's about it, really.
What do you like for walking. Exercise? You like walking?
Yeah, sorry.
I like walking.
I like walking.
Well, where do you walk?
I do lots of walks around Ulsford. I walk to Wivenhoe, Brightling Sea. Because
you've got dogs, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got my two dogs.
What are your dogs called?
Monty and Mabel.
And what kind of dogs are they?
Monty is a Yorkie Bichon cross, and Mabel is a Yorkshire Terrier. So Monty's 11 in February, actually, and Mabel's 2. So, yeah. But she's brought him out of himself. He was a very grumpy old man like Eeyore, but now he's... almost puppy-like again, so it's nice.
He is, yeah.
Mabel's so sweet.
She's
such a flirt. Yeah.
She's such a flirt. She goes on the floor on her stomach and is just like, look at me,
she's
give
like,
me
hey.
Attention.
Hey, boys. Hey.
Whenever like Harvey's in the office and Harvey's like, I was interested in you, yeah. but now you're here so much,
you're
I'm
too
not.
Easy. Yeah.
You've given me too much now.
You've got cats, haven't you?
Scarlet. I have cats. I've just got 2 kittens. I got snow Bengals, so I've always wanted a Bengal, but they're so expensive, and also I love them because they're really energetic. So they're actually descended from Asian leopards, so they've got like leopard print and everything, so they're very cute.
They
but
beautiful.
Their names are Oh God!
Pinky?
Oh, Pinky! No,
Pinky
it's similar. It's similar. Their names are Lulu and Tink. Oh. So they
oh, it used to be Pinky, though, didn't it?
That was the name before.
Yeah,
but
when you adopted them.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I rescued them from a rescue centre. But yeah, no, I've got my 2 little cats.
Then you have to pick the bone off the meat or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah, raw so they have to have
pick the meat off the
raw
bone,
meat, and you literally have to have. And a fork and scrape all of the big bones out. It's disgusting. Like my freezer's full of raw turkey mints. Like it's yeah, it's not nice. It smells awful. Mm. But they're coming off of that, so hopefully I can order them some one that's already like pre-made raw food now, so I don't have to do that. Because yeah, it's not nice.
Time.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I've got Harvey.
And Harvey, I get the best of both worlds because I look after Harvey quite a lot, don't I?
And poor old Harvey had a big op the other day, didn't he? In the vets when he had
his teeth. Oh God, he had all his teeth taken out. We sent him into the vets to get his teeth cleaned because the vet said he needs his teeth cleaned. And they phoned us up and said he needs to have most of his teeth out and it's going to cost you £800. And we were like, what? We want you to clean them. Yeah. So yeah, bless him. He had all his teeth out, but then actually he had a bit of a spring in his step after that. So I think
he's
he must
much
have had
better,
a
isn't he now?
Sore mouth. Bless
we
him.
Did think that he was just very gentle, didn't we, at taking food? But he must have been in like agony or something because he used to take it really like delicately, didn't he?
Mm. Yeah, compared to the other.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No.
Yeah.
No, he's like, give me it.
Hayley, if you could go back to your younger self and give her advice, what would it be?
Ooh. Don't marry the first husband. I think might be up there. Sorry, Dean. Love you, but you know, it wasn't right, was it?
It wasn't right. It's all right. There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Not where I'm looking.
Oh God!
I mean, you live and you learn. You're younger, and you.
I think I.
Oh, I don't know. I actually don't regret getting married first time. I don't really have many.
I don't think you should regret it because, and I think we've spoken about this before, because it has actually taught you so much about yourself.
Yeah,
like
who you want to be.
You grow into a different person every single day. Like you change so much. Like in a year, you change a lot. Mm. So by you being married to him.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely got my sense of humour from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really funny.
You always go on about him saying that he was so lovely. You're just two people, once they've grown differently.
Grown apart.
You grow apart sometimes, and that's just how it is, unfortunately.
See, what I would do, if I went back to tell my younger self, I would say always, always trust your gut instinct.
Oh, yeah.
Because you I think a lot of the time when you're younger, you follow your heart, don't you? And you think, oh, this is going to be right and everything. And actually, if you followed your gut, it is always right. Mm. And I think that would be my biggest thing to say to me.
I think maybe love yourself more.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I loved myself when I was younger.
And don't you think now, you're like, now I look at myself and I'm like, oh, you know, I wish I was how I was back in my 20s. And then, but in my 20s, I was I didn't like photos of myself at all. But now I'm like, I was hot. Like,
yeah.
Great thick hair. The kids took that away from me. But you know, you just think, why are you always so hard on yourself? Mm. Just be a little bit nicer and kinder to yourself. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Good question. What about you, Scarlett?
What would you tell your elder self?
Elder self? What?
Because she's 19.
Yeah, but you still... No. She was still young.
Yeah.
What have you learned? What would you tell your younger self?
I would tell... I agree with both of yours, and I think trust your gut, definitely. But one thing that I would have told my younger self as well is don't change yourself due to someone else's opinion.
Mm.
Like, why do you need to change because other people don't like you or other people have this opinion about your narrative? Like,
that's a good one.
My friends, yeah, they can give me their opinion because they know me.
Yeah.
If you don't even have my number or anything, you have no right to give your opinion because you don't know me.
Yeah.
And that is something that I'm still learning, and I think everyone carries on learning but definitely. It's definitely something that I've learned. And also something is that that relates to that is that all you can be is yourself. You cannot change others. Mm. So all you can do is think about what's best for you and carry on with your life and think about what you want for yourself in the future.
I think when you're worried about what other people think all the time, you're not always that authentic. Mm. Like, you're not always being yourself. Mm. And actually, your weird, kooky, funky self is actually the best version of you and the one that everyone's going to love. If you're trying to please everyone all the time, you're kind of putting a facade on.
I think that you shouldn't take judgment from someone that you wouldn't take advice from.
Mm.
And I think that's probably...
That is such a good one, yeah. That's a really good one.
Agreed.
Definitely.
Good advice, guys.
Oh, God. Interior design and advice. Life advice.
Hayley.
Yes.
What do you hope listeners take away from the podcast?
Just knowledge. Mm. Like, every time I do a podcast, I learn. And I'm sure you guys have said that we just learn all the time. And I've been an interior designer for a long time and in the industry for 22, 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still learning.
What's the best thing you've learned on the podcast?
Paint your kitchen blue if you want to lose weight.
Really?
Have you not heard that one? The Marianne Shillingford website. The Marianne Shillingford podcast. She talks about colour in the kitchen and like what colour to paint things. I was really surprised at that one. I suppose that. Yeah.
What's one thing that people don't know about you that would surprise them?
I think that what most people don't know about me, except from people that are close with me, for instance, like you guys, is that I can be very extroverted. Like, most of the time I'm so confident, but I am also the most introverted person you could meet. Like, when I get home, I just like to not go on my phone. I don't want to talk to anyone. I just want to be by myself. And I think that is something that I really love and am lucky for.
Mm.
Be happy, like, spending time with just myself. Mm. And I love just having a quiet moment. So for instance, when we go to events and I've had like my confidence has been like up the roof, I've been talking for ages, hours, I'm then at my point where I'm like,
social
battery's gone and I need to be by myself now, otherwise I'm gonna get really overwhelmed.
Mm.
So yeah, I mean, I can be so loud and that's who I am, but I'm also, if you really get to know me, I just really like being by myself and being quiet.
Mm.
So that's one thing.
I love my own company.
Mm. Me too. I never used to, but I do. I love it now. I'm reading a book and Just having a lovely time. Mm.
Oh, what's your favourite book?
Oh, do you know what? I don't read. I used to read like real life stories, mainly about, and this is gonna might sound a bit weird, like, you know, like children getting kidnapped or
like trauma.
Yeah. But I'm currently reading a lady called Cara. She's on TikTok and she just brought out a book and it's called Gin and Phonics. Oh. So she's like a middle class mum, and it's just an easy read. I read a couple of chapters before I go to bed with my sleep tea. And it's just nice to kind of wind down rather than, I do get lost in that TikTok hole. And I've thought, no, I'm not doing that before I go to sleep now. I'm just going to have a little quiet time. So I put a candle in my bed and have my sleep tea. And
I'm reading a book called Super Processed People at the moment. And I am obsessed with nutrition, and it's just made me bake. But then I'm baking and then I'm eating, which is not good.
Not necessarily. What do you mean it's not good?
Oh, it's not good. I'm eating the book is about kind of how there's loads of crap in our food and there's loads of additives, and that's giving us obesity and cancer and a whole load of stuff. So things like bulking agents and stuff like that. And I started looking at it. So I've got a 9-year-old son called Liam, who's amazing. And I was started looking at all the stuff that I was putting in his lunchbox, and there was just crap in it. It was like bulking agents and like emulsifiers and all this crap. And I was like, right, okay, I'm going to start baking him stuff like flapjacks and stuff. So you just got butter and sugar and oats. There's nothing else. You know what's in it. But the trouble is, they're really good. And I'm like, oh, I'll just have one of those. Sorry, Harvey.
I'll tell you what, when I finish my book, I'll lend you mine. Because it's a bit of an easier read.
Okay,
I don't want to stop. I don't want to read that.
I'm terrible. I'm always reading like some really heavy shit.
I know. I'm like, I just want to like switch off and...
I'm like that.
Yeah. See, if I was reading that, I'd be terrified.
Yeah, I can't.
Maybe that's why I'm so anxious.
I don't get entertained reading stuff like that. It's really hard for me to read. Like, I used to never read, but now I love it. Like, I read all the time.
What's your favourite book?
My favourite book, I mean, so I, because of my ADHD, I couldn't read. Like, I would have loved to have read when I was younger, but it's just, I got so distracted. So when I saw on TikTok, obviously, this book went viral, and it's called It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover, and they've actually just brought out a movie.
Oh, have you seen it?
Yeah. Very good. It's okay. I have notes.
Notes for what?
Well, it's just the book to the film. Oh. I prefer the book. There's just a lot of things that they miss out on. So I would say that's my favourite book because it got me into reading. But my favourite book is called Hopeless by Colleen Hoover. And it's not that I'm like obsessed with kind of the romance side. I like looking at how she adapts kind of like real life trauma and makes it into a book to make people aware without actually realizing that she's making people aware, if you get what I mean. So in Hopeless, she talks about this child who just couldn't feel certain emotions, so physical, like acts, even though she wanted to, and she never knew why. And then later on in the book, she finds out that she went through a lot with her dad when she was younger, and then it all came running back. It was like sexual awareness. So, and I think that the way it's been adapted into that book, it's amazing because it's actually making people more aware without even realizing. And I love books like that, where it's actually teaching someone without realizing. Like, even with It Ends With Us, it's talking about violence and abuse and how there is another way out of it if you're strong in yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm really into them type of books at the moment.
Sorry about that. We had someone at the door, found my parcel that went missing last week.
Yay, sewing stuff.
I'm going to learn how to make some curtains. I'm just learning how to sew. I got a sewing machine for Christmas. Excited.
What did you get for Christmas, Anna?
Sorry, lots of lovely things. Something that I would take on a desert island with me.
So Our final question is, if you were on a desert island, what three things would you take with you?
PG.
Tips.
Hannah, you go first.
What would I take with me? I would take like a blanket because I'm always cold. Is that bad? Yeah. Well, but like, you know, like a thick waterproof one so it didn't get wet in the rain. Maybe some sort of, I would say a lighter, but I'd run out of gas, but like a flint so I could always make a fire. So then I'm not cold.
It's very practical of you. You're very practical. And what was the third thing?
And the third thing would be, oh, I don't know, some like beach shoes.
You're very, very practical. That was a very not Hannah answer.
In case I, oh gosh, excuse the dog.
You're such a mum.
In case I had to walk through like the woodland area that would be there, and you know, get coconuts or bananas, and then I could climb trees with my grippy shoes. So I'd be warm, could eat hot bananas.
And no, I like hot bananas. Places. How about you, Scarlett?
A parachute. So I can have a look at the island. Like just.
Yeah, but how are you going to get up there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's the thing I'd have to figure out. But also with a parachute, I can use it as a blanket
That's
as well.
True, yeah. Yeah.
I would take my Crocs because I don't like the feeling of sand on my feet. Mm-hmm. And I would take a hammer.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
You could use like a large rock to bang things in with.
Yeah, I have for hammers.
I really like the way that I can hold them.
Yeah, like a hammer, just hammering some bits that like make my own little village.
Some bits.
Make my own little village.
What about you?
Mascara.
Oh.
Would be my first one.
But no one's going to see you.
I don't care.
Okay.
Well, it'd have to be waterproof, surely.
Yeah, yeah, waterproof mascara. Yeah. And a mirror, and what, so I could apply it.
So that's two things.
Oh, an air fryer.
No, you wouldn't plug it in.
You haven't got any electricity, though, would you? Yeah. And I think probably, I think that your lighter is a good one.
Yeah.
Because making a fire is probably like quite important. Mm.
Just yeah. Some matches.
But definitely mascara. Mascara has always been my
Because if you think about it, if you take matches and you strike them and it's windy or wet, they won't light. Done. The lighter will run out of gas. So if you take a flint, you can always use a stick to
That was quite smart.
You're a bit clever.
I know. Maybe I should have Bear Grylls on the podcast with me.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Hi, Bear.
No, I take out my parachute. I know what I'm going to do.
What?
Scuba diving gear. So I can have a look under the island, get some fish.
Well, it's better than looking over the top of it.
Shut up. What? I just thought, like, going around the island, like, oi, that's where I live. Hey.
I made that village with my hammer.
So anyway. Thank you very much for listening to the About Us. If you've got this far, well done. I hope we've entertained you a little bit and got you to get to know us a little bit more. And we hope that you'll keep listening to the podcast and we'll keep teaching and keep meeting
hopefully
some
we
nice
haven't,
guests.
Hopefully we haven't put you off.
We scared you off. We do normally educate you.
We've got some quite heavy ones coming up, but then we've got some fun ones as well. So some of them are pretty heavy, but they'll teach you a lot. We hope you enjoy.
Yes.
And
thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to just say a massive thank you to iLiv for supplying the fabric for the curtains behind us.
My water bottle.
And your water bottle. Oh my goodness, it's a nice water bottle.
I was looking
thank
around
you, James.
To see if I had anything. Sorry, James.
To Nature Wall, who supplied the panelling behind us. And to Vestcom. Who else have we got? We've got
Vestcom.
Steel Leather.
Vestcom.
Oh. There. Vestcom for the wallpaper. Mm-hmm. We've got Seal Leather from Lyndhurst Group, which is a sustainable faux leather, which is very durable. And I've this has been in the warehouse for quite a few months, and I've definitely tried to trash it and I haven't succeeded. Yeah. Not intentionally.
Not tried.
Sorry,
yeah.
Robert. So thank you, Robert, from the Lyndhurst Group for that, and for Carlick for making the sofa because they made us this for the restaurant show last year, which we've recycled for the podcast. Carndean for the flooring.
And then Malone Fabrics.
Malone Fabrics.
Pillows.
This one, that was Robert from Lyndhurst Group as well. So yeah, thank you everyone who's helped us with the podcast. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Adidas, thank you. For my shoes. If you could send me some free ones, that'd be great.
And thank you, Hannah. And thank you, Scarlett.
For thank you, Hayley.
Giving us an insight into who you are. It's been a pleasure.
It has.
It will be the last.
You're fired.
Why did you mention about the spoon?
So thank you for tuning into the Interior Design Podcast. You will find us on socials, interiordesign.podcast, subscribed on YouTube for more interesting videos and content about interior design, so we can teach you a thing or two if that's what you want. And we will see you next time. Keep watching.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.